Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chad and Sid Hartman back with you on this beautiful Friday afternoon. A lot to talk about. Let's start with the Vikings. Kirk Cousins, the last two games, has been outstanding. Has that changed your opinion on Kirk Cousins, or do you need to see more?
Got to see more. I think the Vikings overall will get a very good test at Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
That Stafford is a very good quarterback.
He is.
I don't know if they can defense him. He rolls out, and the Vikings have not done a very good job on the rollout quarterback passers. And I think they're a one-point favorite. And I thought that Detroit played fantastic against Green Bay the other day. I think they got screwed.
Yeah, and they did.
I think that the Vikings will have a hard time winning that game.
So let's go back to Cousins, though. Cousins has played well. He was coming off a pretty lousy performance against the Bears. To me, here's a better test. He's on the road. The Lions have a good pass defense. To me, this will really show me something if Cousins, whether it's with Thielen, Diggs, obviously Cook is brilliant. If Cousins plays well Sunday, that'll change my view a little bit.
Well, if he plays that well, like he played the last two games, they probably could win. But I think they don't play good on the road, and I think that'll be a tough game to win.
Okay, what about the offensive line? That has been a concern the last 2 years. That's tied to Cousins' success. Offensive line good enough at this point?
We'll see. I think they're up and down. I mean, they had two guys hurt. They're healthy, the offensive line, to play to Detroit. We'll see. That O'Neal has been great.
Mm-hmm.
The center, the number one draft choice,
wasn't
very good the last couple. He was good.
Last couple games,
against
better.
Against the Eagles. But overall, he hasn't been great. But if they can support Cousins, they can win the game. If they can't support Cousins, they won't win the game.
So let's move away from the Vikings, but stay in the NFL. Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in the NFL. In my view, Patrick Mahomes is the best player in the NFL. He hurts his kneecap last night in Kansas City. And Kansas City's win, actually, was at Denver. We don't know how long he is out. That is the biggest injury in football so far. Now, if he comes back in 3-4 weeks, as some are suggesting, it's not as big. But if he's out for a long time, we might want to just put New England in the Super Bowl once again.
Well, Mahomes, I don't know how serious he was hurt. He in the past, he's come back. He's been hurt, and he's come back.
Yep.
But last night, it looked like that was a pretty serious injury.
Yep. Okay, let's switch to Gopher football. They can't lose this Saturday. They literally can't lose. Rutgers is terrible. They are 30-point favorites on the road, the Gophers. I'm not sure I can ever remember a game where the Gophers played on the road in the Big Ten and there is no chance they can lose this game.
I would think you're right. I got no chance to lose this game. That Rutgers is terrible.
Yeah.
They probably one of the worst teams ever played in the Big Ten.
Yes, I agree.
I mean, they'll lose by a few points. They get killed.
Yeah.
And I think the Gophers can't lose that game.
So let's talk about the running backs. I mean, just look at the running backs last week. You got Smith runs for over 100. Brooks almost gets 100. Ibrahim gets 3 touchdowns. They are in such a good position with the running game, with those 3 guys, and at least right now, all 3 healthy.
Here's an interesting story. 2 years ago, they didn't have one offensive lineman. They all were injured.
Yep.
Now, the offensive line is outstanding.
Yep.
They don't have a single senior on the offensive line, and they're playing great and blocking out everybody. They're playing great, and they're making the running backs are doing a great. Smith, Shannon,
yeah,
the kid from Baltimore,
mm-hmm.
got 3 touchdowns last week. So right now, I think they'll beat Rutgers, they'll beat Maryland, and then the real test comes when they play Penn State, when they play even at Northwestern,
yeah.
when they play Wisconsin.
And Iowa.
Iowa.
Yeah.
That'll be real test.
I understand if they are 8-0, you will buy 500 tickets for the Penn State game and give them out.
No.
Now, that's a rumor I'm hearing. Can you confirm that?
600 tickets.
600 tickets. Okay.
You're wrong.
All right, I like that.
Made it back. They will sell that Penn State game out.
Well, they should.
I think for the first time in a long time.
Let's talk about the Wild.
They're terrible.
They are terrible. Is the head coach going to last? Bruce Boudreau is a great coach. He is not the problem. If they fire him, it's just a complete scapegoat situation. I actually think he's going to last, but they had a players meeting last night. Zucker's talking about him. What do you think? You've watched this many times. That sport fires coaches more than anybody. Will Boudreau last the entire year?
They play Montreal again at home. If they lose this game, I think he might get fired.
Yeah.
I think they have no choice to bring in a new coach because something's going on. They're just terrible. They brought in that new general manager.
Yeah.
He's been the kiss of death.
Well, he hasn't done anything yet. I mean, yeah. He inherited a team which isn't any good. They just have to be terrible this year. They need to be probably terrible for a couple of years and get some better young players. They don't have great young players. They need some quality talent.
They have done nothing to improve the team
yep.
in the offseason.
That's right.
I think that was the biggest problem. They had a team that didn't make the playoffs for the first time, and they should have improved the team some way.
Yeah.
But they didn't improve them a bit.
We'll finish with baseball. The Nationals are in. The Astros have your Yankees on the ropes. Is it a done deal? Are we looking at Houston and Washington?
I think that Houston's awful good. You talk about a team that went out and got pitchers.
Yep.
They got Verlander. They got that guy from... what's his name?
Greinke
yeah.
from Arizona. And then their best guy, Gerrit Cole, they got him a couple of years ago. He hasn't lost a game since the middle of May.
Yeah. I just think that Houston will be tough to beat. I think they'll win the whole thing.
We'll end right there. Check out my father at the start of the Sports Huddle this Sunday at 10 on the home of the Twins and the Wolves, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.